This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Your second breakfast here on Joy 94.9. We have got a wonderful guest in the studio this morning. He's been waiting so patiently with his coffee, but I've arrived, and so now we can chat to him live in the studio, which is awesome. Welcome to the second breakfast this morning.
Thank you. Great to be here.
That's good. I should say who you are. That would help.
Yeah, I'm just an invisible person.
Well, you're part of something called Attic Erratic Tour, are you not?
That's correct. Yes. Yes. Hello. Welcome, everyone. It's great to be here.
Ezel, I've got it right.
Yes.
Ezel,
that's the one.
That's Ezel. Cool. Ezel. Well,
yeah, it's open to interpretation.
Is it? One.
Yeah, a little bit. People call me Ez, Easy.
Easy.
Ez.
Ez. Oh, yeah. Right. Okay.
It could be anything, but yeah.
Okay. Well, let's just look at that project and why it is. It jumped out at me and it's pretty interesting. Tell us a bit about Tripped.
Yeah. So Tripped is a play that we put on at the Melbourne Fringe Festival last year in September. Mm. I play Ahmed, a Middle Eastern man who's stuck on a landmine, and a couple of feet away is an Australian soldier. He's also stuck on a landmine, and they both are very different points of views, or share very different points of views. And for about 48 minutes, they're yelling at each other and become friends. And by the end of it, one of them kills the other. So it's a play that deals with race relations and racism in Australia and, you know, the source of racism. And we had a great run in Melbourne and then took it to Adelaide. And now we're taking it to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. So we're very excited about that. And
yeah. So how did that come about, the Edinburgh Festival? Do they send poachers out, do they, to
They had a guy in Adelaide, and he approached me after, he approached someone, you know, anyone who was a representative of Attic Erratic at the time, and said, we'd like to talk to Celeste Cody, who's the director of Tripped and also the co-creative director of Attic Erratic, which is the company that produced the show. He said that we'd like to talk about taking this show to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival later this year, and we were like, okay, great. Love to do it.
Yeah. Well, Adelaide, I mean, it's very supportive of, I mean, it's probably one of the, is it the second, one of the
second? Second, yeah, definitely. Yeah, second largest in the world.
Yeah.
I think the largest festivals in the southern hemisphere, but then the second largest behind Edinburgh, which also happens, Edinburgh happens to be the largest arts market in the world, as well as the largest arts festival.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Who would have thought? It's freezing up there, but
you've
got to do something, I suppose, with your time when it's that cold.
Have you ever been?
No, I haven't, unfortunately. But, I mean, I'm from New Zealand, so there's a very big Scottish connection. Of course, Dunedin means Edinburgh for some reason, in a different type of language or culture. Dunedin means Edinburgh.
Little Edinburgh.
They could have just called it Little Edinburgh, but no, they called it Dunedin.
Yeah.
I don't know why. So what are the plans? I mean, we've Tripped. It has to get to Edinburgh first. That's the goal.
That is the goal, yeah. So we're in the midst of a fundraising campaign through using Possible, and that's going along quite swimmingly. We're about 29 days away from reaching, the end of the campaign itself. And, you know, we're asking people to lend their support, you know, to take an original piece of Australian work to the Edinburgh Fringe and give this, you know, pretty much put it on stage for the world to see. So we're encouraging people to, you know, if they feel like pledging, then please do so.
Well, any chance it'll be filmed? Could this become a feature?
Who knows?
It's a big thing to ask, I know.
But. Well, we'll need an adaptation, because we did try it and shoot a scene a couple of weeks ago, you know, for marketing purposes and things like that. And it doesn't translate, you know, it needs a pretty nifty filmmaker to turn it into a film, I think. But it has that possibility, I suppose. But two guys standing on a landmine for an hour and a half, I don't know how much that could really engage.
Well, I don't know. Wasn't Ryan Reynolds stuck in a box in the ground?
Yeah,
they pulled that off, didn't they?
That's true, yes, they did. They did.
And made it very intense, and, you know, I mean, it is a singular idea, but at least there'll be two of you.
Exactly. So, there's a possibility of it making it.
Cool. And so your background yourself, how did you come up with this idea, and why do you think it's important?
Well, my parents are Turkish. I always wanted to I love giving voice to people who don't necessarily have one, you know, in contemporary Australian culture, in my view. So playing a Middle Eastern Muslim man was a bit of a godsend. There's a lot of, not my personal experience, but maybe perhaps my family, friends and friends of an older generation who have experienced racism to an extent, but also I'm not Muslim myself, but I do empathize with the Muslim community. I know a lot of people who are Islamic, and I totally understand it's just because of a small minority that people are being tainted with the same brush. discussion. It's just we wanted to, you know, have a look at that, and Ahmed is kind of that great opportunity, that vehicle to do so, especially in a theatre setting, you know.
And what's the response been like from, say, your family's community and so on?
They loved it. They loved seeing this story being put on stage, you know, especially Ahmed's particular story, and a chance for him to fight back a little, because that's what he does get to do. Mm. He's an educated man. He's not your typical Muslim male, that the stereotype that, you know, some parts of the community might see him as. And they really did love it. In fact, I was on my way here in an Uber, and the driver was saying he's from Pakistan, and we were having a conversation about the play, and he said, I'd really like to come see this. And so I added him on Facebook, and now we're friends, and I'm going to let him know about our little Melbourne season before we go. So I think it's a great opportunity for people who don't necessarily get to see themselves on stage or represented in certain aspects of art, that they do get that opportunity. That's, I think, the most important thing for me.
Yeah, I think that's really important too. It was like when I had a chat to a couple of women who are creators of films in the Human Rights and Arts Film Festival, which has finished last week but was here in Melbourne. It's travelling now to Canberra and other places around the country. And it was interesting talking to them about their films. And one of them is a very intense subject about, basically it's about rape and in the Kenyan community. And it's a very heavy topic, especially talk about in the morning, of course. But they found that they were using the film to go to law schools and legal environments and showing the film to actually educate lawyers who don't know how to tackle that particular subject when it comes to the legalities of rape in places like Kenya. So it's been used as an education vehicle.
Perhaps
the same would happen with Tripped.
Exactly. I had some blokes, real Aussie blokes in Adelaide, come to see the show, and it was controversial for them, especially the ending. The ending is a bit controversial for people, and it really impacted them in a way, because I think it did kind of hit close to the bone, but they also were ready to defend themselves and say, no, we're not exactly like that either. Mm. So they weren't your typical theatre-going audience, and it stirred the debate within them. And it did actually have them have, you know, reassess a few things, whether they did so negatively or positively. That's another matter, but it did does enough to sort of have people thinking, which essentially is the important thing.
Yeah, I think to stimulate or instigate discussion is always a good idea. Get it out in the open instead of hiding it.
For sure.
You know, muttering stuff under their breath on trams or whatever.
That's right,
hey, leave your baggage behind, people.
Exactly.
Well, it sounds excellent. Where can people go, Izal, to find out more?
So just go onto possible.com and look for the Attic Erratic Tour of Duty. So,
Tour of Duty.
So we're taking it's our national duty to take this show over and show the world we're not racist. But no, we're taking, Tripped is the main show that we're taking over. And we've got two solo shows that are being produced by Attic Erratic as well.
Oh, okay. You're taking those too?
That's right.
Yeah.
So they feature, they'll definitely be going as well. So they feature Liam O'Kane and Angus at Brown, who are also in Tripped as well.
Oh,
so they're
doing solo
shows, and they're a different flavour. One's a comedy and one's a clown show. So, but Tripped is kind of the one that we're, using as our vehicle to get us over there. And Attic Erratic Tour of Duty, we have the Attic Erratic Facebook page, and all of the goody links will be there for everybody.
Yeah, we'll put them up
pleasure.
On Facebook as well. The other thing is, when is the festival, Edinburgh?
August. It's another couple of months. So we're really kind of trying to hit it hard as early as possible.
Yeah, good idea.
And, make as much noise before we get there. So we're having a great time doing it.
Well, good luck with that. And thank you so much for coming in this morning for Second Breakfast and waiting so patiently.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much. This is Sonia on Joy 94.9 with your Second Breakfast.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.